Syrian refugee Wael Mustafa came to Cairo last year, and within months, he found work, a place to live, and could support his extended family.
Here, everything is easy. The people easy, to find job easy, to move here easy.
It's not so easy anymore. 2 months after we last talked, President Mohamed Morsi, a strong supporter of Syria's opposition, was ousted from power.
After Morsi go, because I saw some Egyptian people look at us as we are not good people, or we are bad people. It's very difficult like this.
His business, he says, has suffered, and previous generosity, access to health care and schooling is under review. Syrians, once welcomed as historic allies who backed a popular uprising much like Egypt's, have become linked with Mr. Morsi in the crackdown on his Muslim Brotherhood. Syrian activist Haitham Al-Mala notes that hundreds of Syrians have been arrested by police or beaten in the streets, while others have been deported. State media, he says, have just made things worse.
Some media spoke in a very bad way against us. Some media said we are like Muslim Brotherhood, we are something terrorist, or Free Syrian Army are terrorists, and something like this.
Egypt's government has also adopted stringent new visa rules, making it harder for Syrians to find refuge here.
Syrian people come to Egypt, and their families will follow them. Now cannot stay in Lebanon or Turkish or in Syria. And some Syrian people go back to Syria.
Even if faced with the possibility of outside intervention. Mustafa, from the war-ravaged outskirts of Damascus, shied away from Syrian politics a few months ago. Now he's desperate to see Syria's government fall.
We need someone to come to fix this problem. Maybe America can fix this. We don't know. But sure, we are scared. We are scared for people. We are scared for the country.
Intervention or not, Mustafa has no intention of going back. And despite what he says are his very nice Egyptian neighbors, he doesn't plan on staying here either. He recently began applying for visas for the U.S. and Europe. Elizabeth Arrett, VOA News, Cairo.